Come see me in New York City with Stand Up on the Spot on Tuesday, March 26th with Dan Soder, Joe List, Louis J. Gomez, Corinne Fisher, and surprise guests. And then come see me on the road in Morris Plains, New Jersey, Los Angeles, California, Nashville, Tennessee, Austin, Texas, Cleveland, Ohio, West Bend, Wisconsin, Kansas City, Missouri, Pottstown, Pennsylvania, and more. Get tickets and new merch at jeremiahwatkins.com.
Are you just calling a random black woman Serena? Shocking.
Do they stay or do they go? Boo if you want them to go.
Hey everyone, thanks so much for watching Stand Up on the Spot. Leave a like, comment, and make sure you're subscribed before you go. Now, please enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Stand Up on the Spot. How's everybody doing tonight? Yeah! I'm your host, Jeremiah Watkins, and this is how the show works. We, the comedians, are coming up here with no prepared material. We're going to ask you guys, the audience, for suggestions. You're going to yell stuff out, and we're going to create Stand Up on the Spot based off those suggestions. Who's ready to kick off the show? What do you say, huh? Yeah! All right. Okay. Could I get a suggestion?
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Uh-huh. Any more?
Roller coasters.
Roller coasters. Man, they're roller coasters stay trying to put those short kings in check. You must be this tall to ride this ride. That's got to be very humbling for an adult male to be like, hey, babe, I'll catch you on the other side. Just waiting for her with a big teddy bear, just like waiting for her to like go around. I have a stomach thing. I didn't want to, they don't want to admit that they're not tall enough to get on the ride. They're like, yeah, I just ate, you know. Why do you keep eating before every ride I want to go on? Oh, I have indigestion. Don't worry about me, babe. I got you. I'm going to win you more basketballs and stuff. What else we got?
Olympics.
What was this?
Olympics.
Olympics, and this guy sneezed right when you said Olympics. That's why I was like, what's going on? You said Olympics, and the guy's like, he was trying to hold it for as long as possible. That's an interesting way to wear a bag, is right below your dick, by the way. Why is there a bag right here just dangling? What is that? What are you holding in there?
It's got my pens, my weed, my cards.
Now, pens, ink pens or vape pens?
Vape pens.
Okay, I was like, this dude's legit nerdy if he's... he's 80s nerdy if he's like, I've got my pens, they're gel pens. They're Bic pens. I've got all kinds of different pens in my bag right here that swings right below my penis for no reason. That is a good bully tactic, though, is to wear it right around your penis, because you'd be like, dude, if you touch it, you're gay, bro. And that's the last thing bullies want to hear, is that they're gay. They're like, no! I'm not, I am, no, wait, what? Cool, so you just have a supply of vape pens and different stuff like that in there.
Absolutely, right here.
You didn't have to stroke it, okay. Pretty weird energy in the front, but I'm liking it in a weird way. Okay, perfect. What other suggestions we got?
Bathroom emergency.
Okay. Yeah, there's not many places to take it other than where you think it's gonna go. Have I had? Dude, I'm in my mid-30s. Of course I've had bathroom emergencies. I've sharded way too recently in my life. Stuff where I'm like, I'm not going to tell my wife that. She's here tonight. She's finding out about it. But yeah, man. That's what's good about being someone who's cheap. Like that holds on to socks and like I'm like socks and underwear for too long kind of guy. Like you guys ever get holes in your socks or your underwear from wearing them too long?
Yep. Hell
yeah. That guy right there? Heck yeah. Too much, dude. You look like a roadie for every metal band I like. That's awesome, dude. He's like, yeah, I do. Yeah. That's what's great about, like, when they're worn down like that. If you do shart, then it's just, they tear right off. They're tear-away shorts. You're ready to go. And also, if those are done and, like, you're still needing a little bit more, just grab your holy sock off your foot and clean up. That's a poor man's bidet right there. What else we got?
Taylor Swift.
Anything else? I'm a Chiefs fan. I've heard enough about her, dude. Heard enough about her. What else?
Valentine's Day.
And what was this?
Donkeys.
Wow. We get National Geographic up in here. What would you say about a donkey? Donkey reminds me of Chef Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
Oh, Amber Alert. A donkey is molesting a child in the Los Angeles area right now. That was an Amber Alert that just went off. Donkey reminds me of Chef Gordon Ramsay and Shrek. Those are the two things. Like, those are the two voices I hear. I either hear, "You stupid donkey!" Because he loves calling idiot chefs donkeys. Do you watch his show?
I have, in a past life.
It was not quite my forte. Very sad. Why is that man so mean to the Americans? I love being here in the States. I'm on holiday right now. It's lovely.
Are you on holiday right now?
I'm not. I'm here for work.
Oh, you're here for work. Man, I freaking wish I could sound like that sometimes. What do you do for work?
I do broadcast PR.
What? Say that one more time. Your accent. I'm sorry. Your accent. You said bras?
No, broadcast PR. I film stuff for brands.
You film stuff for brands? Okay.
For
venues.
For the news.
For the news. Isn't it crazy we're both speaking English right now? This is insane. For the news, you idiot man, you donkey! Do you not hear what I'm saying? That's why Gordon Ramsay says it. I never understood why he said it. It's American be like, "What, chef? Wait, you want me to go faster, chef?" "Yes, you stupid donkey! Get it going, donkeys!" Let's grab another suggestion. What do you got?
Out of towners.
The most British person and the most American person. Out of towners, we don't like their kind around here. Out of towners? Are you a racist man from the 50s? What's happening? Yeah, you can get going right now, you out-of-towners. We don't care what you film for. Where are you from originally?
New York.
And then he changed, "From New York, man." Changed it up. So you're an out-of-towner as well. Heck yeah. I'm an out-of-towner as well. I'm from Kansas City. And yeah, always getting used to the culture, even out here. I've gotten used to it a lot, but when I first moved out here, I was too polite to people. You have to curb that because people find it creepy out here. If you're like, "Hey, how's your day going?" They're like macing me in the eyes. Like 5 seconds later, like they're thinking that I want something else from them. I'm just like, "I'm just trying to hold the door for you." You will not. I am a woman. I can hold my own door. Okay, LA hits a little different. Sure. What else we got?
Angelinos.
Snoop Dogg,
Angelinos,
mattresses.
Anything else? Mattresses. Okay, mattresses. When was the last time you took your sheets off the mattress entirely and then you're like, "I'm so much dirtier than I realized"? You ever do that?
Yeah.
really left me hanging out to dry there on that one.
Sorry.
That was a polite way to crush my soul just now. Even with a sorry afterwards. But you guys are a couple, correct?
No.
No? Just friends? Sure?
We're hanging out.
You're hanging out. Oh, sorry. Gen Z is like, we don't put labels on anything, man. I might put it in her butt later tonight. I don't know, dude. Yeah, we don't know what it is yet. We'll see. It's exhausting. It's exhausting. Just say that you like the other person and that you want to do stuff. Thank you. Don't get me started on these out-of-towners in there. Guys, who's ready to kick off the show? What do you say, huh? You guys are an amazing crowd. Let's keep building on this energy. What do you say, huh? Your next comedian, one of my brothers coming all the way from New York City. He has an amazing podcast called Being Ian with Jordan. It's Ian Finance, ladies and gentlemen. Come on! Ian Finance!
Hi, everybody. How you doing? Yeah! Oh, what a great show. This is so wonderful. I love it. You look like Woodsman Cholo. This is amazing already. You didn't like me. Anyway, let's kick it off. Let's get some suggestions.
Drake.
Hold on. Oh, dude, Drake's got a hog. Did you see that thing? Yo, did you see that thing? Did you see Drake's? Yeah, you did, dude. I know. Yeah, you're seeing it right now in your mind's eye. Yo, that thing. Okay, do you know a can of you know that can of worms that you get at a joke store? You know when you open it and the thing like pops out? His looks like that. He looks like he opened his balls up at a huge, just delicious piece of. I mean, yeah? I mean, my question is, why did it just leak now? You got that thang on you and you're not letting the world know about it? What the f***? How is he, like, sing about everything in the history of time, but he's not like, I got that big cock and a Glock. Like, what's the matter with you? Fucking use it, dog. See, that's what pisses me off about this generation. I don't know. They don't use the gifts God gave them. Oh my God, if I had a that big, I wouldn't even wear pants. It just, I know, I'd be walking around like, oh, I'm hypnotizing you, what's up? Hey. Oh my God, guy that yelled out Drake's penis that is also, funnily enough, sitting alone. Did you see it when it came out?
Yes.
Oh yeah, it looks like that man's arm. That's perfect skin tone too. Wow, it's so, his name is Champagne Poppy and his is shaped like a bottle of champagne. It's incredible. Who's a famous person he's banged?
Rihanna.
He f***ed Rihanna?
Serena.
I love Rihanna. We both have such large foreheads. Oh my God, are you kidding me? With the power of our foreheads combined. Yo, oh, I would love to touch foreheads and just kiss her. I have a problem. I have a lot of problems, but my biggest problem, I have to get off Instagram because I got too many butts on there and there's too many, I think I'm going crazy because of the way social media is. I'm like, I think I'm actually getting to know Olivia Rodrigo. I'm like, if we met each other, we would click. And I think that way about Meg Thee Stallion. I DM'd her on New Year's Day, and it was the gayest DM I've ever made. It's, oh God. All right, I'll get another suggestion after this. Hold on. It said, It said, "Meg, I love you. No one better. No one better." That sounds like a log line for some one movie about women's empowerment on Lifetime or some shit. All right, well, I should have just moved on after I got the laugh about Drake's. What's the next one?
Going to Temple.
Who said that? Are you Jewish?
Allowed, yeah.
All right, yeah, get that guy. I get it. Why did you say going to Temple? Because I look like Jewish propaganda? Is that why? I've never been to Temple, but I am Jewish. Isn't that fun? All right, next suggestion. No, I'm kidding. Dude, I so Jewishly had a moment today. Have you ever shot a flamethrower? Or you ever spit fire? Don't what me. You shot a flamethrower?
I did.
You have? Oh, you were in the IDF. Okay. We don't know if we can laugh. Ha 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 ha. You have shot a flamethrower. Have you ever breathed fire?
No.
Got one on you. Dude, I'm straight drinking motor oil, Bombay gin. I'll sleep when I'm dead. I chugged some motor oil today and I poof the fire. But yeah, dude, oh my God is right, man. I know. I'm single and yeah. That's it. You single too? Do you just want to get out of here together, brother? Dude, I blew the fire and I went, phew! And then I so nebbishly Jewishly went, "No, put it out." And it was just like alpha omega of just the manliest shit ever. And the most just like, the only thing worse I could have said is, "My glasses." And that would have really. Damn. All right, next suggestion.
Denny's.
Hold on, dating?
Denny's.
And what'd you say?
Eating ass.
Which is now on the menu at Denny's. I don't know if you've been to one recently, but it comes with a lumberjack slam. Yeah, and the Canadian bacon tastes like ass. And let me tell you something, honestly, they will not let you haggle at Denny's, okay? I found that out. And Boris in Denny's in fucking Sacramento, if you were watching, you, okay? Because I know that ham was not worth $6 a slice, okay? Good. Yo, Denny's? Did you know that Denny's is the only place where you can be a waiter and also just wear a hoodie? Is it like, yo, guy, you could be at Denny's right now. You can give me a 17 and a fucking filler up on the coffee, okay? It is, I mean, the people there just, they dress like they're going to a rave that they weren't invited to. It's very strange. Eating ass, all right. Are you a fan?
Absolutely,
yes. Yo comer culo. Yo como culo. Yes. Tastes like manzana. Yes. I'm doing Babbel. Promo code B&E with Jordan, 50% off. When was the last time you ate ass?
Yesterday.
What time of the day?
Nighttime.
Oh, okay. Was there a shower before? You like put some stank on it? Absolutely. What?
You gotta clean it up.
I can I tell you, I love eating ass. It's like my favorite, yeah. And that just made me never want to do it again. Hearing a guy be like, "Well, you gotta clean it up." I'm like, In a way, it's disgusting for people that don't eat ass. You eat ass? Yeah. And if you're a guy and you don't get your ass ate, grow up. Guy that looks like he was in the White Stripes, grow up. Grow up. I mean, look at this Sunset Strip rocker from 2002. Holy shit. Oh my God, what's the age difference? I know it's big. Anyway, fuck you, girl. Well, why would God put a roller coaster next to a water park if he didn't want you to ride both rides, huh? Yeah, that's right. Use your fucking brains. Yes. Why do you think I got this mustache? A little flavor saver. All right, one more.
Autism.
Do you think I have it? I don't. I checked. I took a test. Asperger's. I'll tell you right now, can we chill with the autism? All right, everybody's using it as an excuse to be a fucking dickhead, okay? Oh, sorry, I'm rude in conversations. I'm autistic. Sorry, I can't make eye contact. I'm autistic. Sorry, I came early. I'm autistic. It's like, yo, what the fuck? Just, back in my day, you were a fucking jerk off, all right? Yeah. Is anyone here autistic?
Yeah.
See, in the back, he's not even nice enough to be in the room, okay? It's rude, babe. I'm happy black people are now coming up being autistic. That's fun. You know. Do you know how many of those motherfuckers are in anime? All right, anyway. Yeah, you ready? All right, I'm gonna bring Jeremiah up. My name's Ian, thanks guys.
Keep it going for Ian Finance, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, thank you guys. You're the fucking best.
Yeah. All right, let's see what we can do together. Some suggestions.
Awkward conversations at a grocery store.
Awkward conversations at a grocery store. 2010, I was living in a halfway house, Wilmington, Delaware, Newport, Delaware, actually, and I lived with an ex-pagan biker, and he goes, hey man, you know, if you ever want to get pussy, just go to the grocery store. And I go, what? And he goes, think about it, man. Hot chicks gotta eat too. And I was like, yo, Russell, that's a good point. And dude, you know what's funny about him? He's dead now. Anyway,
I turn into a very meek person at the grocery store.
Why?
I don't know what it is. I feel like such a bother. Like I end up saying, excuse me. Like.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I'm the complete opposite. Are you kidding me? I'm fucking Mr. Beep Beep Traffic Jam. I'm the most obnoxious motherfucker you'll
really?
Ever be. Oh, dude. I'm in the soda aisle and I kick one leg up. It is the best. Oh, my God. I love it. Yeah. When I'm backing up, I go, eh. And then I'll go online and go, well, we got a traffic jam. Oh, I love it. Dude, I don't even want to be a dad. I think I just want to be a pop-up. I just love old guy jokes.
Yeah. They're fun. They're
Why
fun.
Are you meek?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Like I don't want to bug people. Like, so I end up saying, excuse me. Like, I like almost whisper, and then I'm like, they probably didn't even hear me say it.
Yeah.
So they probably think I'm actually being more rude than I actually am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speak up for yourself.
Yeah. Well,
Jeremiah.
I guess I will.
Good. Good. Pop that chest out. Yes. Pop. Good posture, better cock. That's what you got to do. At the grocery store, you got to lead with your cock. You know what I do? When people were behind me, I split up the groceries with my penis.
Hey, you bitches know where the yogurt's at?
Yeah. Yeah.
Daddy's got to get some girt.
Yeah. Hey, what's a motherfucker got to do to get some dannin'?
Let's grab another suggestion, see what we can do. What's up?
Hitchhikers.
Have you ever hitchhiked before? You seem like a dude who is definitely hitchhiked.
Dude, so many like times.
You look like the epitome of a hitchhiker, somebody that'd be standing outside in the rain. Just.
Oh my God, I've hitchhiked so many times.
Yeah?
So many times.
Has it ever gone weird in the car with a stranger?
Jobs.
Easy.
Grow up. I hitchhiked one time. I was in the passenger seat and I made the guy blow me while he drove. No, I'm kidding. I was just going for a cheap joke. Anyway, No, I've hitchhiked. I used to hitchhike back in Delaware when I go to the beach. I get all tuned up down. There were three beaches. There was Rehoboth, Lewis, or Lewis, Rehoboth, and Dewey. And I get all tuned up in Dewey and hitchhike back to Lewis. Mm-hmm. And some guy picked me up. And honestly, I don't remember the next 6 years of my life. I don't know what happened, but it was worth it. Have you ever hitchhiked?
I've gone places with strangers because they said they've had a pool table in their basement.
What?
Yeah. Like after
Dude,
shows.
Your first Netflix credit is going to be a fucking episode of Forensic Files.
Yeah. If somebody after a show is decently cool and they're like, yeah, I've got a pool table in my basement. You want to come over? I like look for somebody that I remotely know at the club. I'm like, you want to go?
Oh my God.
So I've gone to many strangers like places because they're
That's
like, I've so got a pool table.
It's so wild that guy shouted autism before you got on stage.
Must play pool. Yes, must play. I have to play billiards. I have to get that in.
Billiards engaged. Safety no longer priority. Beep, boop, bop, boop. Boop,
safety
boop.
Is a tool. Is a term in pool as well as safety is in life. Let's grab one last suggestion.
Big noses.
Yep, dick. Okay, what else?
Impossible meat.
What's this?
Impossible meat.
This is like the third time you've held impossible meat. I heard it twice.
Oh, impossible meat.
Impossible meat.
What if Drake is working with impossible meat down here?
Well, let me tell you, it's impossible to swallow that meat because it's huge. That thing is huge! Oh, the video vixens. He would have to give them just a bucket of ice before they leave set. For
Dude, he did the hot sauce thing in the condom. You know that, right?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you sure it was a condom and not a fucking trash bag?
It's just bottles of hot sauce in a giant trash bag.
Oh, my God. Did you see his penis?
I saw the blur.
And you want to?
The blur was enough to be like, oh.
Oh, dude, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Like almost like I'm, like, sitting on the front porch, and I'm like, storms are coming.
It does look like a weather vane. The way it flops, it looks like it'd be on the roof of a house to tell which way the wind's blowing. His penis does look like the big inflatable thing at a car wash, you know? It's like that big and wide, and it's just flopping, and it's so good looking.
Let's grab one last suggestion.
Street performers.
Have you ever done comedy on the street, or have you ever been tried to, you live in New York, you probably have been tried to sell a mixtape to or something like that, like out in Times Square or something like that.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, we all did comedy like on sidewalks,
yeah,
and in the parks.
Behind glass and different stuff like
that
sometimes.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. Have you ever, when I first started visiting like California before I moved out here, I took the bait and I they're like, here, just listen to one track. And I put it on. And then I realized as soon as I put on the headphones, they were the dirtiest headphones I've ever had on in my life. And I was like, oh, I can't focus on the music right now. So dirty. So many people have been wearing these. Yeah.
Dude, they sell blank mix CDs in Times Square.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And have you bought one?
Do not give you your money back when you come back from your dorm room. 2003 was trying to be nice. Yep. I got caught. And I got caught in Germany. Gypsies on the street. Street performers. They kept messing up their little find the ball game. And I was like, dude, these guys don't have teeth. I went to college. I can figure this out. And dude, I went up, I lost $250 in an instant. I kept going, no, I know. And then they started gypsyizing me and were like, no, we like you, we'll take care of you, blah, blah, blah. And the guy I was with, I dude, you know in like a movie in the war when there's a flashbang and you don't hear anything and then all of a sudden you hear like the yelling and it gets like louder and the guy gets pulled out of the foxhole?
Yeah.
That's what happened. I felt like a flashbang went off. I didn't hear anything. I just saw gypsies moving their mouths. Nothing was coming out. And then I saw this guy named Hans, who was like my handler for the weekend, was like, Ian, no! And he yanked me
out
of it.
Not the cop game, Ian!
Yeah. Not the cop game. No, the
get you out every single time.
Yeah, it was bad, dude. I still, when I look at my bank account, I add $250 to be like, if I hadn't fucking lost that, I'd be in such a different place right now.
Oh, yeah. Guys, keep it going for Ian Finance.
Hey, thank you, guys. I love you so much. Thank you. Jeremiah is the best.
All right, how we doing, guys? Huh? We good? Your next comedian coming to the stage, love watching her, known her for a long time. She has a new special out on YouTube called Childless MILF. Please welcome the great Kim Congdon to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on!
Hell yeah, how we doing, everybody? Damn, Jeremiah, you got the good mics in here. All right, let's do it. What do I have to pick? We don't. You guys just yell out loud, right? Okay, go. What?
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande. Oh yeah. Oh man, Ariana Grande. She's an interesting one. I always find it interesting when like the thing that women push is like looking like a little girl. You know what I mean? Because I think it's fun. It's an easy way to find out which one of your friends kind of want to be a file. You know? Yeah. Ew. Yeah, it's fucking weird, man. She likes doing the... And she's into... she's a weird one. She's very successful. She has a great voice, a lot of money. She's very beautiful, and she likes to take ugly men from women. You guys know that about her? That's like her thing. She steals men. She's stolen almost every man she's ever gotten from somebody else. And the current guy she's with is the guy that plays SpongeBob in the musical theater. And he is a fucking dork. Like, he, and I'm not even being homophobic when I say this, he wants a dick in his butt. Like, so bad. He played SpongeBob, and somehow SpongeBob is hotter than him. It's so gross. I hate when women do that. It's like, don't give men that much, you know? They're already so confident. Men already think they're so hot. We don't need fucking SpongeBob's fucking Ariana Grande. Okay. She's been through a lot, though. She had that bombing at her concert. Yeah, the Manchester bombing. She had a terror attack at her concert. And still dating SpongeBob is the grossest thing that's ever happened. That guy is hideous, okay? He's so gross. He's like pretending to fart on stage on Broadway. It's disgusting. I don't need a man that pretends. I don't know about you guys. I want my man in reality. The real world. And a one, and a two, and a dry. Okay. What else do we have?
Physical therapy.
I've never gone to physical therapy. I don't know much about it. It does seem, God, I hate to say it, but another good place to bust. Come on, baby. Let me stretch you out. As a woman, I don't believe it. Stay home and stretch, people. Okay? Something weird about that. Because women, we're always sketched out. You tell me I need physical therapy, I hear that's our first date. You want to come stretch my thighs? No, we're not even married. That's crazy. That's why so many athletes get physical therapy, because they're down low. Has anybody had physical therapy in here?
Lots of it.
Oh, lots of you guys. Did you say lots of it? Why'd you say it so horny? Lots of it. Where have you been stretched, sir?
Unfortunately, everywhere.
What do you do for work that you need so much therapy? What kind of athlete?
I was a wrestler.
Oof. Oh, yeah, that'll do it. Yeah. Yeah, you were like, I'm so sick of being on top of men all day. Let me let a man... Let me let another man take over, but slower. Physical therapy is just slow wrestling. What else we got?
Gandhi.
Okay. I hate to bring up the molester thing. Turns out the world's dark, people. I don't know what to tell you. It's scary out here. I hate when you find out something about, like, you know, they say don't meet your heroes. Also, just don't, like, read the internet. Like, everyone's so fucked up. It's so sad, you know? I'm good at separating the art from the artist, though. So, I still like to... I don't know. What was Gandhi? Now that I'm thinking about it, what is he? Can someone explain Gandhi to me? Anyone? A leader of who? Children? Diddler? Gandhi. I heard he was like mean to his girlfriend or something. Or what? Who was that? What'd Gandhi do? Did he diddle or not? We've heard this, right? It's a rumor through the grapevine. He's diddled.
He slept with his two nieces or daughters or something. That's what.
All right. Well, don't make me wet. Okay. Okay, so Gandhi partied a little, so fuck him. So what, dude? Gross. I don't get being into children so much that I'm just like, when people are, I'm like, what are these children saying? like, how hot could it be, you know? To be convinced. Okay. That's how far away from pedophilia I am. I can comfortably say that on stage with a camera on. Take that, Chrissy Teigen. Weird bitch. Just kidding. Didn't she? She Gandhi'd? Yeah. You know what? Ariana Grande is not looking so bad. Maybe that's what you need to do. Fuck someone's man and not be a weirdo in Hollywood. I don't know. What else?
Snowboarders.
Michael Jackson and snowboarders. Michael Jackson... besides the whole thing, I'm not going to bring it up again. I'm not a hack. But like, honestly, so ugly, I'm shocked that Ariana Grande didn't fuck him. Too much. We gave him too much. He was fine. Like, he was fine. When he was black, he was okay. He kind of did just look like the Thriller video. Like, can we admit that he's not, like, he wasn't that hot. He was fine when he was black. And then he got whiter and he got scary. Just, like, actually scary. And everyone ignored it. I hate when we do that in Hollywood. We let someone slowly, like, change and we just kind of act like... I mean, I guess everybody was like, his nose is falling off. But it seemed like we needed to do more, you know? There's something sketchy about a man that tries to make his own Disneyland, you know? But that seemed fun. I probably could have been convinced to go. See, that's how you get on Epstein's list by accident. Someone's like, hey, we have rides over here. And you're like, that sounds sick, dude. And the kids sleep on the floor. That's fine. It's totally normal. Snowboarding. I'm brown, so I just saw snow for the first time like 6 years ago. Yeah, we would always, like, in Florida, we would, like, when things would turn into, like, ice on the windshield, we'd be like, it's snowing, but that was it. But I just snowboarded for the first time in the Poconos, and it was fine. It is a very white sport. You guys, I do feel like snowboarding and skiing is, like, it's a white sport because you guys like to, like, it's a rich white sport. It's, I feel like it's like the rich people. That's what you do. Cause you pay like $300 to just go like be out of breath. And you're like, ankles hurt. It doesn't, it hurts and everyone's lying and it fucking hurts. It doesn't feel good. It's exhausting. And I think that like rich white people, they just want us to see what it's like to like, you know, work hard without their fathers there. I don't know. They're like, is this what it's like to run out of breath? I don't know. Thank you guys so much. I'm Kim Congdon.
Give it up for Kim Congdon, ladies and gentlemen.
I love white people. Watch my special, white people.
Heck yeah. Let's grab a few suggestions, see what we can do.
All right.
OJs, hair transplants.
Hair transplants and what else?
OJs,
red flags,
copper wire.
Road
rage.
Recycling.
Feet.
This is like how they talk to each other on Love on the Spectrum.
Do you watch Love on the Spectrum?
I love it.
Yeah.
I do love it. It's, well, you know, it's kind of fucked me up because I started dating someone recently and we started watching Love on the Spectrum together and we got through it all and it's pretty new. We are into the relationship and by the time he finished, he was like, you might be.
He's like, are there hidden cameras? Am I on the show right now?
Well, I've caught myself a few times being like, we should go to Africa and see a safari, genuinely. So.
Does autistic stand for cool?
It actually does. They're the coolest people I've ever seen on the show.
The nicest. Yeah, yeah, for sure. What else we got?
Naked Attraction.
BTS.
Naked Attraction.
You said, what was this?
OJ.
No, I've heard OJ 17 times. I'm not taking OJ. What is this?
Naked Attraction.
Naked Attraction? Is that
the TV? It's fun.
Oh, it's where they section off different parts of the body that they only show you parts of the body to see what you're attracted to.
Yeah, they bring it up like a window. They're like, and it's like a see, and you're like, yeah. The guy's like, yeah, I want that one. And then they pull it up, and it's like a chest with tits cut off. And it's like, this is Theodore. And they're like, what? The hell? But you can't say it because it's homophobic. Yeah, you have to be right. Like, I want to Theodore for sure.
Yeah. They definitely like don't want to move forward, but they're like, yeah, let's see the next round. Let's see.
We could bro it out, me and Theodore. Suck your clit, watch some football. Just me and Theed, you know?
Would you say you are physical is more attractive than mental for you when you're dating guys, or you know what I mean? Like, are you a strong physical attractor?
I'm 33. I've had like 3 boyfriends. I've never really liked any of them except for the one I have now. And I've said it for years that I want a boyfriend that I'm physically attracted to, sexually and emotionally. And everyone's like, you can't do that. They're like with their wives that they fight with on Instagram. They're like, we've been through highs and lows, you know.
They share Facebook accounts. You're like, this is a huge red flag right here.
Yeah, someone's cheating. Yeah. I'm selfish. I waited for all 3.
And you got it.
I did, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
You just have to be alone for a really long time. Cry to your therapist named Paul for a while. He'll come around.
Yeah.
Got sad.
What do we got? What do we got over here? Suggestions over here.
Communism.
Let's keep them coming a little bit.
God.
Let's keep them coming. UTIs and strippers. Okay, I feel like they're going in a certain direction. Let's maybe grab something
close.
From the back.
Yeah.
Bananas. Thank you. You know what? Time where I felt like a true comedian, I slipped on a banana peel on Sunset. And I felt like it was a rite of passage. I was signing up for open mics here like over a decade ago. And on the way to the Comedy Store, I slipped on a banana peel. I was like, what? It was like a sign like from
and
the heavens. I was like, I'm a real comic. It's amazing. Yes.
Turns out he was just on mushrooms.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I did acid at Skankfest 2 years ago, too much. Yeah, I accidentally I hate when I macro my micro. And
guys, we've all been.
Classic mistake. You want to take a nibble of a square and you accidentally just take three. And I did, and I was supposed to go on stage and I was freaking out. And I knew I was going to bomb, so I brought a backup plan and I brought a pocket full of tomatoes. And I just threw tomatoes at them.
Whoa, you beat them to it.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
You can't bully me. I'll bully you and me.
That's awesome. Just throwing tomatoes at the audience while you're bombing. What? You don't like no comedy? Get out of here. Just shut up.
Are you paid for this? Well, yeah.
Let's grab one last suggestion.
AI.
AI and what else?
Euphoria
and ninja butts?
Midget butts.
Midget butts.
Ooh.
They do be big. They do
they
be popping.
Yeah, they stick out of pants like f***ing kidney beans. Dude, midget ass? That's another Ariana Grande pedophile trick.
Yeah, I don't know why my algorithm keeps suggesting...
Ruh-roh.
These two midget girls in bikinis that keep
oh,
like
the twerk ones with the long hair.
Yeah, I keep like exiting out, but they keep finding a way back in my algorithm.
Well, it's a small hole.
Guys, keep it going for Kim Congdon.
Thank you.
Every day, your personal information is under siege by cyber criminals. And in today's digital ecosystem, the boundaries between convenience and privacy are increasingly blurred. Your personal information, from your shopping habits to your social interactions, is constantly at risk from threats such as invasive tracking, data breaches, and identity theft. In this environment, maintaining your privacy and safety isn't just a luxury. It's an essential component of your freedom. Cloaked provides a robust solution to ensure your digital interactions are secure and private, allowing you to navigate the online world with confidence. Picture a digital experience where every interaction, whether it's online shopping, social networking, or simply browsing, doesn't compromise you or your family's personal data. Cloaked turns this vision into reality by enabling you to create secure, separate identities for every aspect of your online life. By generating unique inboxes, phone numbers, and email addresses, you shield yourself from spam and actively protect your personal information against exposure and potential threats. The two-way routing for calls and texts means you can communicate without giving out your personal number, offering a seamless integration into your life while fortifying your digital privacy. Don't wait for your data to become compromised before taking action. Head over to Cloaked.com to embark on your journey towards a more secure and private digital existence. With Cloaked, your privacy is not just a protective measure, it's a reclamation of your freedom. Step into a world where your privacy is scheduled by default. Keep it cloaked and begin your journey to a safer, more private online life today. Use promo code SOTS to get a 25% discount when you upgrade to an annual plan. All right, we have a couple comics left. How's the energy doing in here, huh? Your next comedian you've seen on JRE many, many times, and he did the show here about a year ago. I'm so excited to have him back. Please welcome my brother, Eddie Bravo, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on! The powerful Eddie Bravo!
Oh, shit! How you guys doing? Damn! Hey, don't yell out conspiracy theory shit, okay? I'm into other shit, too. Anything?
Harley Riders.
Who?
Harley Riders.
Harley Riders. Damn. I don't got nothing for that. Harley Riders. What else?
Vapes.
Vapes? I just hit the vape as he introduced me. Is that what you said? You saw it, didn't you? I like when I have to do comedy. I don't do shit all day. I no weed, no alcohol, no caffeine. I just fucking nap all day. I want to get all that shit out of my system. And then I'm on my way to do some comedy. When I get to the club, have one drink, have a little 5-hour energy drink. And then as they introduce me, I smoke weed. That's the first high of the day. So right now, I'm just getting high right now. Thank you. Thank you. I love that first high on stage. Ah, oh, it's perfect. Anything else?
Edibles.
Huh? Who?
Edibles.
Edible. I don't like edibles, dog. I'm not. Edibles only in an emergency. I'm. If there's nothing else, I'm like. I just wish they you know, they didn't make them so fucking strong, dog. You know what I mean? They're like, here, you want an edible? They give you a cookie. Only eat 1/8, dog. I'm like, I'm hungry. I want to eat the whole fucking thing. Everybody in here that's had edibles, everybody goes through it. You eat a cookie, and you're like, I don't feel shit. You eat another cookie, I don't feel shit. You eat another cookie, and you're fucking gone. You're crying. Oh, man, one time my buddy, 15 years ago, he said, I'm going to fucking make weed brownies. Rich dude. He just bought the best weed. He didn't know that weed brownies are made with shit weed. Like, you take the shit weed, you put it together like all the shit on the floor, you sweep it up, and you make brownies out of the shit weed. He didn't know that. He got the best fucking shit he could find. And he was like making it, looking at the fucking recipe. He just kept putting, he goes, I'm going to make this shit proper. And I'm at his house. I lived on Fairfax and Sunset, and he was way in West LA. And we were like, okay, the brownies were made. He had a couple brownies. And then we just fucking kept eating them. And then we were fucking just plastered on the couch. And I looked over at him like, oh my God, I got to get the fuck out of here. Freaked out, jumped in my car. And I'm going down Santa Monica Boulevard, sweating, going, I just got to get home. I just got to, just get me home, God. Just get me home. And he calls me on the cell phone. I go, what? He goes, where the fuck are you? I go, dude, I got to get home. He goes, dude, how the fuck are you driving? And I got home, turned on the fan. I fucking made it. I laid on the couch and just started crying for like 2 hours. I was fucking crying, thinking about my mom. Like, I never see my mom. She always begs me to see her, and I'm always, had some revelations. I don't like edibles. I don't like going through. That wasn't fun at all, dog. I was like, I'll never eat weed ever again. I think that's the first time I told that story in 15 years. Anything else?
Fast food.
Amish.
Fast food? Did someone say fast food? Why do you say fast food? You know something about me? Dude, when you're single, damn, you gotta eat right, you gotta do CrossFit, trying to, you know, going on dates, you gotta look good, you gotta be shredded when you're single. And then when you get married, you're like, fuck it, I got this bitch. And then everyone, and she does the same thing too. She has kids, she don't bother to lose that baby weight. And you're like, you wanna get fat? I'll get fat. So you wanna get fat? Okay, let's both get fat, and then you get fat together. And then when your kids go to college or move out of the house, now you're single again and you look like shit. You gotta remember, your kids are gonna leave you, dog. Your kids are gonna leave you, and then you're gonna be single again. And then you gotta take care of yourself. But that's why you get married. Like, I don't have to impress nobody no more. I got married 12 years ago, and I was like, okay, I guess, you know, no more impressing anybody. I've had these jeans for fucking 12 years. I don't buy no fucking clothes. I don't buy shit. You know, but my wife is a super fucking fitness freak, vegetarian. And then she makes me feel guilty. She goes, aren't you going to the gym today? I go, no, you know what? I just thought I'd just chill. She goes, oh, you fucking lazy piece of shit. So she calls me out. She goes, what are you eating? What did you eat today? And I go, chicken sandwich. She goes, from where? I go, chicken sandwich. Chicken sandwich sounds good. You don't need to know that I got it from Wendy's. You know what I mean? The spicy chicken, the number 6. Would you have to eat chicken sandwich? She knows. She keeps her eye on me. That makes me feel guilty and shit. You know what I mean? When I'm hitting it doggy style, boom. You know, and you know, before I come, I don't want to come inside her. She doesn't want to get her. She doesn't have another kid, so I put a condom on. I'm married. I'll put a condom on the bust, right? Because I don't want to check off on her fucking back or anything, you know. So she's bent over, and when it's time to put the condom on, I'm ready to bust. When I'm ready to bust, I pull out. And if she's just looking forward like this, dude, I don't suck in my stomach. I just leave it out. I fucking open up. Oh, no, you know, put it on. But if sometimes she turns back and does that, dude, I pretend like I don't see her. I see her in the periphery, but yo, I'm like opening up the condom. I see she's seeing. I'm like, I could see you watching, bitch. I know you're looking at me. Shit. And sometimes I come home drunk as fuck. And, you know, I need some fast food. We got a McDonald's 2 blocks away. You know what I mean? And I fucking go hit that McDonald's, sneak in at night. She's already asleep. I'm fucking hitting that quarter pounder with cheese dog. Sounds simple, but goddamn. Goddamn, that's my vice. McDonald's is my vice. And then I take the trash and I stuff it down the bottom of the trash can. You know what I mean? Hide that shit, because she'll make fun of me. She goes, did you fucking eat McDonald's last night, you piece of shit? And she's a detective, duh. She's a detective. She goes, what did you eat last night? I'm like, And I'm like, that bitch went in the fucking trash can. But I was like, I don't know, maybe she didn't. I said, In-N-Out? Because In-N-Out, they don't freeze their shit, and they fucking have fresh fries. So at least, I got busted, but at least I didn't tell her where I really went. I went to McDonald's, dog. That food lasts forever. So I say In-N-Out, and I fucking lied. And she goes on the floor, and she goes, picks up a fry. That's not In-N-Out, dog. I'm like, oh, she fucking busted me. She goes, well, you fucking liar. I can't believe you. You lied about what fucking McDonald's. And then I'm like, fucking the doghouse for 2 weeks. So now I don't take a fucking chance, dog. If I'm gonna slip, I try to eat right, but sometimes I slip, dog. And that McDonald's hypnotizes me. My mom used to take me, my brother, my sister there when we were kids, like 10 years old. You know, Friday payday, she makes $150 trying to support 3 kids. McDonald's was like in heaven, and it just gets into your psyche. So that's my vice. So now when I go to McDonald's late at night, I eat that shit in my car, dog. I don't even bring it in no more, dude. Eat it in my car, go inside, fall asleep, and when I wake up and leave, that shit's there. Sometimes I don't even remember that I had McDonald's. I'm like, damn, I had McDonald's last. Like, I open there, I'm like, oh, no McDonald's. And then I do the same thing. I take that. I don't drink the whole Coke. You know what I mean? Because I'm health conscious. I go out of my way. Don't drink. Only drink half the Coke. And I take every morning, warm up my car, ready to go teach jujitsu. And I take the Coke, dump it in the front yard, boom. And I put the book. Then I put everything in the trash. I do this all the time. I put everything in the trash. And then as I drive away, I live in a cul-de-sac, so I got to make a U-turn. And there's like always trash cans, boom. I always dump it in my neighbor's trash can. She still hasn't caught me. She won't watch the shit. She don't watch any of my comedy, so she won't watch this shit. But that's real shit. That's a real fucking story. And I always think like the neighbors are watching me dump shit. I feel like a criminal, like I'm dumping like some evidence or something. And the FBI is watching me. And one of these days, they say, yo, don't throw your fucking trash in my trash can. You know, one of these days, they're going to yell that shit. They're going to bust me. Oh, man. Anything else? Where did that come from? Why did that start? What did you say?
Fast food.
Oh, my God. Sorry, guys. Oh, man. That's some real... I'm going to get in trouble. Hey, we might have to edit that shit out, dog. Anything else?
Sheep?
Sheep herders. You know what? Sheep. Something about sheep, dog. Because we think that farmers are fucking sheep because there's no girls out in the fucking in the boonies, and we think that's what it is. But what if they're in the farms because sheep is insane? Like, we thought you were fucking sheep because there was no bitches. They go, no, dog. Have you ever felt sheep pussy? And then the word gets out that sheep pussy's insane. So city folk going out to fucking farms and shit. The fuck sheep. It's like perfect height. They did studies on it. They go, you know what it is? What? It's just perfect height. Like sheep, like damn. So wet. Dudes start bringing sheep to like the cities and you start seeing like dudes dating sheep. They're like, fuck it. Instead of taking their sheep for walks. You know what I mean? Boom, girls getting jealous. Girls starting protests. Trying to make sheep sex illegal. They're mad because guys are like, dude, I'd rather have a sheep than a chick, dog. Sheep don't say shit. But some sheep are super possessive and jealous. If they smell another sheep on you, dog, and sheep got good noses, they smell another sheep on you. There have been sheep attacks. They'll attack their boyfriend. You know, they will. And then they try to blow it up. Like, oh, we need to stop this. Too many people are dying from sheep. There's sheep attacks. There's a smear campaign. Farmers are all mad. Go, it only happened 3 times. And it's really easy. If you're going to fuck another sheep, you put sawdust, you put it all over your dick. Boom, that don't smell shit. He didn't use the sawdust. He came home drunk. It's an isolated incident. Dudes having ice cream with their sheep. Anything else?
Cheating.
Who? Condoms? Huh?
Cheating?
Oh, nobody cheats. Damn, nobody cheats, dog.
Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor is a very nice man. I like that guy. Anything else?
World War II.
World War II? Nazis? Nazis bad, right? Nazis bad? I just found out that the Nazis, and Hitler especially, they were going after Freemasons. There's the, on YouTube, swear to God. Just go to YouTube. Go to YouTube and go, Nazis versus Freemasons. It'll blow your f***ing head off. Thank you.
Keep it going for Eddie. Bravo, guys. Come on.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, let's see what we can do with a few suggestions together, huh?
Getting old. Getting old? Dude, I know all about that, Don. I know all about that. Dude, when your fucking balls are just 100% gray hair, like... I used to make fun of gray ball hair. Now that's all I got. I'm a hairy motherfucker. True story. I'm super hairy, like Armenian, Iranian hairy, my back and everything.
Oh, so, that's legit.
No, I'm hairy. So I get the clippers and I clip that shit. You know what I mean? Keep it nice, you know, nice and neat, right? You guys are down with that? But I'm lazy, dog, to get that shit clipped. So I said, fuck it, just, and then you, all these angles, and then your back, you're trying to shave your shoulder, and just trying to clip your fucking legs and your balls and all that shit. It's a pain in the ass. It takes about a fucking hour. And I thought, you know what? I got a little bit of money. Why don't I just, I called a Brazilian wax place, and I just did, and I said, hey, what if I paid you the same for a Brazilian wax? Would you just trim my whole body? And she said, she was like some Russian lady, old Russian lady. She goes, yes. She goes, come on down. I went on down. I'm like, oh, shit, this is going to be nice. So I just laid there, and she shaved me the fuck off. My balls and everything. It was nice. I'm like, I figured it out. You just got to pay money, and then you just lay there. Ah, oh, and then you wake up, and you look good.
Well, yeah, money does solve a lot of gross things.
That's $250.
$250? That's how much hair you have on your body?
Dude, I'm fucked. That's, dude.
The Russian lady was like, this is beyond repair. I need to fix this.
No, she was down. She said, let's do it. She was down. She was shaving my butt and everything.
Wow.
Pulled my butt apart and everything.
Now, I've gotten a Brazilian wax before. Don't you feel way like faster and like... Like, don't you feel aerodynamic after you get it done?
I just feel less of a beast. You know, I'm very hairy. It's not good. It's not good.
Yeah. I mean, that was a deep feminist quote you just said there. I just feel like less of a beast when I get the shave going.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I like that. what else we got?
Nair.
Yeah, let's get off the hair stuff. what else?
MMA.
Amish.
Favorite position.
Amish favorite position.
Favorite position.
Well, it's got to be the butter churn. You know what I'm talking about? Just the freaking going to town on this thing. Just freaking... Just like have a row of dudes like in their twin... You know they're sleeping in twin beds in Amish country. Just like going down the line, just like doing that. That's got to be one of their favorite positions.
Yes.
I can't believe it's not butter. Ugh, that's when they...
That's one thing about getting old, though. The greatest thing about getting old, the greatest thing, seriously, is, you know, masturbating when you're in your 20s. Sometimes you don't even want to. You're on your bed, and you're like, should I jerk off? I'm like, I'm so tired. I'm going to have to get up and wipe it all off. And it's just a big fucking production. Like, it's not even worth it. Let's just go to sleep. But now when you're old, dude, I get like little two drops come out. Dude, I be jerking off in my bed all the time. And I'm like, just go right back to bed. When I'm 20, you're walking to the fucking bathroom. You got shit all over your thumb. You know that the spot on the thumb? You know what I mean? There's always going to be a little spot on the thumb, dog. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, man, it's too much of a hassle. But now, shit, hardly nothing comes out.
It's just two drops in your belly button. You're like, all right,
dude,
we're good.
I just go like this.
And nice. The Russian lady's like, there is weird substance on your stomach.
No wrinkles on my belly button.
Guys, give it up for Eddie Bravo.
Thank you very much.
All right, are you guys ready for your final comedian of the night, huh? Yeah. We can do a little bit better on the energy, guys. Come on, what do you say, huh? Your next comedian coming to the stage, one of my personal favorites in comedy. I absolutely love this guy. You may know him from his podcast, Whiskey Ginger or Bad Friends. Please welcome the amazing Andrew Santino, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. Gino Santino.
Jeremiah Watkins. Putting together a great show. How are you guys? Good? All right, dude. Let's get cracking. Let's hear it. Sunburn. Fuck you. Fuck you, dude. Who said that? Brown guy? Are you brown? You're brown?
All I'm right. Light-skinned brown.
You're light-skinned brown? Yeah, all right, so, you know. Do you get sunburns, light-skinned brown guy?
Yeah.
You do? So you have to put on sunscreen?
No.
Oh, you don't do that? No, that's for whites only? Give me something else. My bad. Acting. What is it? Stephen Hawking? My hero, dude. My hero, dude. Anybody go to the island? Who went to the island? Anybody go to Epstein's? All right, a good portion of us went to the fucking island. It's incredible, dude. Do you ever think anybody was bummed? Any rich guy that didn't make the list for Epstein's list? Had to been like one rich guy that was like, damn it! Like high school basketball. He's like, come on. JV? What else? Who's got some in the balcony? In the balcony, I feel like you guys didn't get any love up there.
Ozempic.
Oh, are you on the Oz?
No.
Okay. Ozempic is great. It's going to kill... It's absolutely going to kill so many fucking people. We do this all the time. Like, I stopped smoking, and so I put those Zins in my... You know, a Zin, a nicotine pouch. Nah, dude, we're done. That's fucked. Your jaw is coming off. Yeah, we're going to find out how bad the Oz is for us. It's got to be the fucking worst. Because it makes you not eat, is that what it is? Or it makes you not hungry? Do you know? Does anybody know?
Both, I feel like.
It makes you not hungry at all, not want food?
Yeah.
You could just do Coke. You could do Coke and not Ozempic. Just level up. What else?
Red Lobster.
What a dump. Fast food, seafood is insane. Raise your hand if you've been to Red Lobster and you love it. And you love it. Keep it up if you love it. Right? You love it? You love it?
Hey, man, the biscuits is good.
Yeah. This is a common thing I hear. They're like, dude, the fucking biscuits. Just go get a biscuit from somewhere else and put cheddar on it, and then you have a Cheddar Bay biscuit. Yeah. Do you eat the seafood when you go?
Oh, yeah, crab legs and all that shit.
Do they have crab legs at Red Lobster?
Oh, yeah.
No shit. Oh, wow.
You can eat shrimp, too.
All you can eat. Another thing I don't trust. a phrase that doesn't need to be associated with food. I don't need to. We don't. We need restrictions. Oh, you can eat shrimp. So you f*** with Red Lobster heavy, don't you? Huh?
I'm New Englander and I f*** with Red Lobster.
That's insane. Where are you from?
Massachusetts.
You're from Massachusetts and you still are like, no, Red Lobster, dude.
Yeah.
Really? When you go home and you tell them Red Lobster that you like it, do people agree where you're from? Do many people like it, huh?
Yeah.
Man, I'm out of touch. I don't like seafood fast food. Fuck that. To me, fast food is, I mean, I think the king of fast food is Taco Bell. I don't think anybody fucks with Taco Bell. It's because it's not, when people are like, it's not real, it's like, yeah. Well aware. That doesn't stop me at all from eating that stuff. But I don't know about fucking seafood from Red Lobster. I don't buy that it's real. I don't buy that you should eat it. And I don't know, what is it cost to eat a meal at Red Lobster?
$30?
How are
they gonna fake putting crab meat in a crab leg, man?
How are they gonna make fake crab meat? They do it all the time. Yeah. Most crab meat is fake.
Sure. Not inside of a crab shell.
No, dude. They don't crack the crab for you, do they? Do they just bring out crab? Oh, so they give it to you?
It's real.
That's how you know it's real, dog. I trust you with my life, dude. That's how you know it's real. They show it to you, dude. It can't be fake if they show it to you, dog. All right, what else? Who's got something else? You said frat dudes? Frat dudes, dog. Are they around? Are they still doing their thing? Are they still out there ripping? They're still running around ripping, doing their thing? I never was in a fraternity, but there was a fraternity row like near my dorm. And then what we would do is we would go over there, and this was such a bad idea, but we'd stand out front if there was a busy party in the back, and then we would charge people $5 to get in. That was a fun little trick. And this sounds crazy. This sounds awful and racist, but we would always have at least one black friend with us. Because they were just not going to say no to him. It was a bunch of white frat dudes. And he'd be like, $5. And they're like, I don't know. It's like, hey, dude, he said it. I don't know. You got to pay him. You got to pay him, dude. What did that person say up there on the balcony? After
Mushrooms.
Love mushrooms. I could stop doing I stopped drinking a couple months ago. And I feel better. I don't. I actually feel the same. That's like a lie they tell you. I feel the exact same. But mushrooms are so wonderful. They've done so much good for me. The first time I got high on mushrooms, I remember taking them to my buddy Tyler's basement, and his mom came home. And I was like, oh, man, your mom's here. And I thought, we should get out of here before we start tripping. He was like, yeah. And as soon as he got to the stairs, he was like, oh, dude. And I was like, oh, no. And it hit us at like the exact same time. And we walked upstairs, and the stair, there was only like 10 stairs. But I was like, you need to just dig in the depths of your brain to find out what you're going to say to his mother when you cross through the kitchen to go outside, because there was only one way out. And I didn't know what to say. And I was jamming in my mind, like, what do you say? What do you say? What do you say? And I got to the top of the stairs, and she goes, hey, guys. And I go, the trash smells. And that's all I said. And I walked outside. She had no clue. All right, let's get Jeremiah back here. Come here, Jeremiah. Sweetheart. Sweet Prince Jeremiah.
Keep it going for Andrew Santino, ladies and gents.
All right. What do you say, Jeremiah?
Yeah.
Have you ever done mushrooms?
I've never done mushrooms, no.
Never?
But I've done Red Lobster. And I'm on that tip. That guy's like a Red Lobster conspiracy theorist. He was like, dude, you haven't even seen real crab meat until you've been to the lobster, brother.
I think he just works at Red Lobster.
They sent him here as a promo guy. Yeah.
Get out there, dude. Talk good about our company.
They get cheddar from the bay for the biscuits.
You imagine a Red Lobster corporate meeting. They're like, dude, we got to have more people on the streets talking good. Talking good, dude.
They're just eardropping conversations like, oh, actually.
If anybody brings up Red Lobster, tell them it can't be fake because we show you the crabs. You got it. Code red.
Screw that sunburn suggestion. Red Lobster.
Yeah, yeah. I did hear that louder than anything.
Yeah.
Have you ever worked in fast food, sir?
I have. Yeah.
Where have you worked?
I was the general manager of a Jersey Mike's.
God bless America, dude. God bless the troops. Thank you for your service, man. Thank you for your service.
Jersey Mike's.
Honestly, God bless the troops, dude. What you guys do, you're a sub above. Who's that? Who's sub above? Who's that slogan?
Sub above the rest?
Is that that's Quiznos? That's Quiznos. Sorry about that. I was fucking shooting at you, dog. You made it to GM, so did you start as just regular?
It was just some dude who walked in there one day.
Well, most people are some dudes that walk in there. So.
Yeah.
You imagine? Brad Pitt's at Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, it kind of still seems like he's some dude right now.
Yeah. So you walked in, you got the gig, and then how do you get promoted to GM? I worked at McDonald's when that was my first job.
You just put up with enough bullshit, and when enough people leave, you just happen to be the person.
Whoa. That's a life lesson
there. Patience is the key virtue, dude.
Yeah.
You just sat in the cut until they were like...
Patience and apathy.
What's your name?
Weston.
Weston, yeah. Weston, the GM at Jerry's Mike's.
No,
you're gone now?
Oh, yeah, a long time.
Where are you now?
Data entry job.
Come on, man. Don't do that to yourself.
For a new tech startup called Red Lobster.
No! 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 It's happening!
Levels!
I do guerrilla marketing for Red Lobster, actually.
Yeah. Hell yeah. What is the tech company that you do data entry for?
It's just a... I don't want to go into it. I do...
Oh, we do. What data do you enter? But I am curious because there's a lot of like kind of like very minutia jobs in the data world, and people always go, I don't know. What is it though? What are you doing? Are you part of the revolution? Are you Facebook? Are you?
I'm not part of the revolution. No. I'm a dirty class trader, man.
Class trader.
I work for a debt collection agency.
Oh, rad.
I do the fucking scummiest work in the world.
No, dude. No, that's not that. Someone's got a scummier job. Who's got a scummier job in here? We'll lift your spirits. What do you do? What's a scummier job? Someone's got to have a scummier job than this
Probably.
Guy. There's no one in here that's got a trash. No one's got a scumbag job.
But I mean,
construction. No, that's no, we need those guys.
At least he.
You know what I mean?
At least he knows it's dirty though. He's literally dressed like a high school bully right now.
You push around that data, dude.
He's like, listen, this is the clearance section of Hot Topic. Get out of here.
Take a hike. No one has a dirtier job. No one does a job that they're like, it's probably bad news. Nobody, huh? Wow, you're all ethical. Everyone has an ethical, high above water job. What do you do for money, sir?
I sell commercial real estate, so yeah.
Scumbag?
He goes,
clear-cut scumbag.
Yep.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We can call it. What about you? What do you do in the back? What do you do?
Court reporter.
Court reporter?
Yeah.
Necessary, I guess? I don't know. Does anybody read those back? Do you ever read those back?
Sometimes, yeah.
You're not. Are you a stenographer?
No.
Court reporter. What is that? And then I don't know.
I'm a digital court reporter, so it's kind of like tracking which shot you look at in sports. I'm tracking who speaks when, and then the transcription is times it out.
Whoa, dude! My narco kicked in. Holy shit! Does you feel better, dude? I'm trying to make you feel a little bit better.
A little bit better.
A little bit. We got him.
He feels a little bit better about his life.
We got him.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. See, but you know what I mean? Your job, you're a useful member of society. You seem like a really good dude. I bet you're a nice guy, a good son. Are you in a relationship? Are you a significant other? Single guy? So you're a single, hot, cool guy with a gig that you don't like. Welcome to America, dude. Welcome to the real world.
Let's grab one last suggestion.
Austin?
Boston or Austin?
Austin.
Aliens.
Austin, aliens.
Aliens.
Feet.
Feet.
Feet keeps getting suggested tonight.
Yeah.
Feet.
Is Quentin Tarantino here? Is he?
Yeah. He's just hiding in the back.
Feet. it was Austin... Feet.
Aliens,
I do like. We went alien hunting one time in Austin. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I recall.
You remember that, right?
Oh, no. Like, it was yesterday.
And Alex Jones was there?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, everyone's a fucking alien, dude.
Have you seen the feet on these aliens?
Yeah, these alien feet, you'll jerk right off on them, dude. Yeah.
Right off.
If you come on alien feet, dude, turn red like Red Lobster, dude, I'll fuck you up.
Subscribe for $5 on alienfans.com.
Guys, we had a blast with Andrew Santino.
Come on, thank you. I love you, buddy.
That was Stand Up on the Spot. Did we have a good time tonight? Yeah! Keep it going for all the comedians as you saw. Andrew Santino. Yeah! Eddie Bravo. Yeah! Kim Congdon. Yeah! Am I missing anybody? E-Finance! Yeah! And I'm Jeremiah Watkins. Watch the show on YouTube every other Monday at youtube.com/@standupots, and come see the tapings every second Tuesday of the month here at the World Famous Comedy Store. Thank you guys for being a part of it. I love you. Have a great night. Thank you. New episodes of Stand Up on the Spot drop every other Monday. In the last 30 days, 75% of viewers of this channel are not subscribed, so what do you say we fix that today? And leave a like and a comment before you go. Thanks so much.